business venture. I feel like you learn so much by being a musician. And you know, typically you have to do so much. You have to kind of be an entrepreneur as a musician anyway when you're inside your band. And
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creatives, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. We will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in today from Missoula, Montana. Today's guest is joining me from Los Angeles, California. I have got AJ Jackson in the house. AJ, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Let's do it.
Yes, super excited to have this gentleman on the show. He is musician turned entrepreneur, which Unconventional Lifers, you know, I love when people are pursuing their multi-passionate gifts. And for those of you who are not familiar with AJ, he's used to being on stage, you know, looking out into a crowd of people, touring with Imagine Dragons and Panic at the Disco, performing at Coachella, appearing on night shows like Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, and being a lead singer of the international band Saint Motel. I know your creativity has expanded and now a founder stepping into the entrepreneurial world in a different way, creating AVIEW, a new eyewear brand that allows you to take control of your everyday eyewear with interchangeable colored lenses. Unconventional Lifers, I checked out their website. You've got to check this out. It's like you get the frame and you can like slide in rose or blue. And there's like, and we'll talk more about it, but they're awesome. And I know just as you've done that with songwriting, you really wanted to allow eyewear to ignite different perspectives, and color does affect your mood, your productivity, your performance. And you've got like a little chart on the website to help figure out what you need. So we'll dive into all of that. So welcome to the show, AJ. Fill in any gaps I might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Well, thanks for having me. And thanks for that amazing introduction. Yeah, I mean, a glimpse into my personal life, you know, just a general creative, you know, I love creating things. If it's usually gravitating towards music in that regard, it's kind of the fastest, quickest way for creative expression for me, and has been since I was like about 7 years old. But, you know, studied film in college. That's where I met the rest of the band members. And yeah, I feel like this eyewear design is kind of an extension of that. You know, just I really just needed these glasses and they didn't exist. And that was reason enough to make them.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Unconventional Lifers, we've got a great giveaway for those glasses coming up later in the show. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, AJ, what was it like for you transitioning from creative, you know, for me and for some people, it's just another form of creativity, whether it's business and eyewear, or whether it's in songwriting or performing. And I know for some listeners, it can be very much like, well, a musician is hard to be an entrepreneur, or an entrepreneur is hard to be a musician. And did you ever navigate any of the duality in yourself with that? Or what's your relationship to the two?
Well, I mean, I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs I know, or just general, you know, business people that have a music background. I feel like being a musician is sometimes kind of like a prerequisite for a creative business venture. I feel like you learn so much by being a musician, and you know, typically you have to do so much. You have to kind of be an entrepreneur as a musician anyway, when you've got your band and you're touring in your van and you're playing every dive bar around the country and somehow trying to scrap by, you know, a living and you know, you're learning about your fan base and selling shirts and being clever and trying to stand out amongst the millions of other bands. It's interesting to see how many talented people you would never know, you know, had a music background actually were probably in some sort of jam band or like, you know, an 80s synthwave band and then went on to co-found Google or something, you know, like it's definitely a similar world.
Yeah, absolutely. And it reminds me of a friend of mine who actually is in LA. I should connect you with him. He's a multi-touring artist in Germany. And we're putting on this music event, Unconventional Lifers, called Elevate Your Muse. That's coming up in October, which is just around this conversation, you know, how to actually bring together people who are bridging different worlds and ultimately creativity, you know, and your muse being the connection point for those. And so, you know, I'd love to hear a little bit about if we were a fly on the wall, just in AJ's life and career, you know, along the way, what have been some of the snapshots that we would have seen that have made you who you've been become? And, you know, particularly what's it been like living in your head? You know, what types of, like, I mean, everyone navigates, you know, their own challenge with success or mindset or, you know, confidence. And, you know, I'm curious what your relationship's been like that with that. And yeah, just what some of our listeners might see, get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah. You know, I've only really been in my own head, but I can describe some some of what it's like to be in here, and maybe some of your listeners can relate or not. But I always kind of have a restlessness, and the best way to scratch that itch is to create. You know, I always feel like I can do it better, I can be better, or I can figure out something different or a new approach. It's a restlessness. And kind of this constant feeling that we're not there yet and I'm not there yet kind of drives me.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, it definitely is probably the motivator or part of a motivator to keep going and keep creating. And
yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, I would love to just turn that off and just be content. But there is definitely a part of me that's like, that will not allow that.
Yeah, absolutely. I know my own experience with that. And I'm sure our listeners, you know, do as well. And I'd love to just talk a little bit more about the music. And then I want to talk about A View, which is visually unconventional. We're going to have to describe these glasses to you. They're so cool. And so just even, you know, what it's like working with different collaborators specifically, you know, I know, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, you were touring with Imagine Dragons at different points, or Panic at the Disco, and then, you know, in Saint Motel as the lead singer. And so how do you approach these different collaborations, and has there been moments where you've been like, will it come together? And then also the determination that's really allowed you to keep reinventing yourself and keep finding these different collaborations and connections.
Well, you know, I guess within Saint Motel, at least, I think part of the benefit of having a band and being with, you know, kind of like-minded guys who kind of grown up with, is that every step of the way we kind of share it together. We kind of have each other, you know, from playing dive bars, sleeping on couches, to getting signed and touring Europe and, you know, having our first gold and platinum records. And kind of, it's kind of nice in that regard. And we know each other so well at this point. You know, we've kind of been through the bickering and the petty, you know, those are my Cheetos kind of thing, where we kind of understand each other. And I think the guys in the band can understand that I'm the crazy idea guy, and that, like, I dream really big. And, you know, it's nice to have them sometimes be like, okay, well, you know, this is impossible, or sometimes being like, hell yeah. So in that regard, it's kind of like we're a band of brothers, and yeah, it's kind of nice to have that system.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you find you navigate the different areas of your life? You know, I know you've got a tour we were talking about coming up in October, November. I am sure you obviously have your personal life. You've got your life as a founder and, you know, entrepreneur of this eyewear company as well. Any perspective that you use to navigate? Because I know a lot of our listeners are got their, you know, their selves in a lot of different buckets as well. And so what are some of your best practices?
Yeah, I guess as far as to keep, you know, organized as best possible, you know, I guess just trying to hyper schedule and keep track of everything. But, you know, it's tough because it's not a natural thing for me. I'm a very kind of loose person that loves to say yes to everything. And, you know, there's a lot going on right now, especially with the eyewear company. And then we're going back on the road. And yeah, there's a lot of factors to kind of keep track of. But I feel like, you know, one good thing to remember is just take a breath. Anything's possible. And you can do all these things. Sometimes definitely feels like overwhelming. And it's like, you know what, I'm just going to give up. But you just have to kind of be outside of yourself for a second and realize how in the context of everything, what you're trying to accomplish is actually very small and very manageable and very doable.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me just hearing that in some ways, how you've designed the eyewear company of you, and particularly the different colors, you know, to with mood, productivity, performance, different ways of seeing life. And tell us a little bit about the inspiration for a view and, you know, what got you excited and just, you know, felt the call to create it.
So I've always worn glasses, and I always hated having prescription glasses and prescription sunglasses around with me. So I started wearing clip-ons to try to minimize what I had to carry around. And that was like kind of my gateway into different colors, because before that I'd only ever had like black, brown, or maybe green sunglasses. But with clip-ons, you know, in various vintage stores, I'd find like a sepia or maybe like a blue, you know, and I was like, oh, this is so great. And the point where it really came to a head where I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. So I bought these glasses, just like the ones I'm wearing, these kind of Andy Warhol style round frames. And I actually bought three of them so I could get one in rose, one in blue, and then one just normal. And then I looked at the price tag and I was like, whoa, like, what the hell are you doing? And then I just was like, okay, so the difference here is this small lens, that's it. And, you know, I don't really need a new frame. So I started looking for, well, there's got to be some sort of like, you know, you can just change out whatever color you want. This seems like this should exist. And it didn't. I mean, it kind of did in like ski goggles and stuff like that, which are great. There's a really cool Swiss company, I think, that does that, but not in what I was looking for, like day-to-day eyewear. So, you know, started kind of thinking about it, sketching it out, talked to some of my friends back in Minneapolis who are at 3M and the kind of idea lab and stuff. And, you know, just kind of, it was a fun thought. And then when the pandemic hit and we were off tour and everything shut down, it was like finally, you know, kind of a good just kick to be like, oh, well, this is something that actually can exist. And then went down that rabbit hole pretty deep. And, you know, I guess I'd say towards the end of the pandemic, but I guess it's still going, you know, wound up with, you know, I was going down to the library and doing 3D printing of prototypes, and it was awesome, and kind of fine tuning it. And then finally got to a point where, you know, it is today where, you know, you actually have the, you know, thermoplastic frames with all these kind of amazing lenses with polarization and UV protection, and they exist. They are available, and it's been cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Unconventional lifers, aview.com. We'll throw that link on our website, and also stay tuned for the giveaway coming up. But you just got to see these glasses. They're, like you said, kind of this vintage round flame frame. They do have a flame, all the colors.
Yeah, they are fire.
And, you know, the rose, the blue, the yellow, green, brown, black, you got to check it out on the website. But I know also with that, you know, you really have an emphasis of what each color means and just the embodiment of stepping into that persona or seeing the world from that view. Share a little bit more about why that was important to you, and what do you notice, and how has the feedback been and just having the different colors, and what do you think it makes available to people?
Yeah. And so that was one of the coolest things about now that we're able to, you know, put whatever color you want in your frames. It was great to start to explore the different colors and what they kind of, you know, how they make you feel, how they change your mood, your productivity. And they all have their own kind of unique aspects. But, you know, there was a lot of color therapy studies and all these kind of scientific research into how this works with the brain. But, you know, just experimenting myself, I can tell you kind of my insights. Blue and blue light is kind of activating, and for your biological rhythm, it kind of gets you going. It's a good thing for the morning. It's a good thing to kind of like feel refreshed. And then green and black are my kind of go-tos for when it's really sunny out, kind of midday. Like if I'm on a road trip, I'd start the morning with blue, switch to green to black by midday. And, you know, that's kind of taking the sun down, you know, as much as possible. Green providing a little better color contrast. And then, you know, the brown, the kind of sepia feel to me, at least the Aview brown, makes you feel this kind of like timeless dreamlike state, like almost kind of nostalgic. And, you know, it takes the sun down like the black, but it gives it a bit more vibe. And then the yellow lenses are like a shot of adrenaline for your eyeballs. It's great for focus. It gives you energy. You know, if you're driving and it's rainy, it's great. Yeah, it's good for blocking blue light from your computer screen. And in the same way why, you know, yellow and rose lenses are good for blue blocking, the same reason why, you know, blue is so great in the morning, it's not so great at the end of the night, you know, when you're trying to wind down at the end of the day. So switching to rose is kind of my go-to. I wear rose like all day. You know, I'll switch out to different colors as I see fit. But rose is the go-to because it's so chill. It really is a happy color, and kind of an interesting fact, the saying, you know, see the world through rose-colored glasses. They think that's rooted in Civil War veterans were prescribed, you know, rose colored glass to look through to help deal with PTSD, because you know, the rose actually has this calming effect. I've heard people say that they wear their rose, you know, color lenses because it reminds them to like love and stay positive. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like it gives this subtle vibe to the day that is really pleasant. That's why it's usually my go-to. But yeah, you know, those are the first six we started with, but, you know, looking at expanding to violet and orange and, you know, really someday it'd be amazing to you pick your exact color, the millions of options, exactly what you want. We could print it right there. You know, that's the dream.
Upcoming attractions.
Yeah, right.
With some creativity and perseverance, anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you choose from your color wheel and name it. You know, you could have your own color, the jewels. You know, purple or whatever it is.
Totally. I love it. So, so good. And, you know, what have you learned just in the journey of entrepreneurship? We have a lot of entrepreneurs that tune into the show, and also what it's been like having this idea, like you said, going to the 3D printer in COVID, starting with these colors and obviously expanding, but just even what it's take to get, you know, a physical product out and to really step into that. Any advice or you could give to our listeners who might be wanting to create their own physical products or started? What have you learned so far in this process?
I would say definitely take your time. You know, there's no one rushing you to go to market besides yourself. You know, like make sure you feel comfortable with the product first. And if that's one more round of prototyping or whatever, that's worth it. You know, also really try to, like for me, I had a 3D printer at the public library, which is great. You know, try to see what kind of resources you have where you can keep costs down in the beginning and really, you know, see if you can utilize those. A mentor is great if you can find something like that in that world. But, you know, I think I approached it with, I was trying to do as much of it myself so I could learn as much myself. And I think that's a great idea. It can get pretty overwhelming pretty quickly, but I think it's nice to be able to at least know every aspect of your business before you kind of bring in other people to kind of lighten the load and to take it farther.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Unconventional Lifers, we're going to talk about the giveaway. Let's jump into the rapid fire round. It's a series of lightning questions coming at you. We've got the giveaway just coming up after that. Are you ready, AJ?
Sure.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank, speaking about yourself. If you really knew me, you would know what?
If you really knew me, you know, I just want to be an astronaut.
I love it. Got the glasses down, going into protect
all yeah, kinds of glasses creation. Are a gateway to space for me.
I love it. Next question. What is one food or one thing that you enjoy that you feel really gives you comfort or stability or just nostalgia?
Space ice cream.
I love it. I'm noticing the theme. Next question. What is one piece of advice that you know now that you wish you could have given either to your former or you'd like to give to your future self?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, don't you always just kind of focus on what you can control and realize what's out of your hands is out of your hands and shouldn't keep you down and shouldn't be a distraction.
Love that. Last question. What does living the unconventional life mean to you?
No underwear. I don't know. I mean, I'm not even sure what a conventional life would be at this point, but yeah, I guess I'll stick with underwear.
That was perfect. It's like no underwear, period. I love it. I've heard a lot of responses over the years we've been doing the show. so good. AJ Jackson, everyone. AJ, tell us about the giveaway that you've got for one of the listeners.
So I guess one of these lucky listeners will get a pair of AVIEW glasses. Yeah. I don't know. Should they choose the colors? I mean, I guess, or Jules, do you want to choose for them? But
we'll let them choose the colors. I think choose the pair. I'll let them have their expression of creativity. How to work the unconventional lifers is to head over to the website, unconventionallifeshow.com, click on the giveaway tab, and you've got 1 week after this episode airs to win that giveaway. And then we'll randomly pick someone. And if you really, really, really want to win, feel free to send us an email and let us know why. And we'll let you know, AJ, who the winner is of the glasses after
that. Sounds good. Yeah, I look forward to them telling us how they like them.
Yeah, we'll want a picture, Unconventional Lifers. We'll put you up on the blog as well of you and your new AVU glasses. So AJ, for those that want to learn more about AVU, check out the glasses, check out more about what you're up to, you know, stay in touch even around your music. What's the best place for people to follow along and to do all that?
Yeah, for your eyes, AVU.com. For your ears, stmotel.com.
Amazing. We'll throw those links up to the website, avu.com, stmotel.com. AJ, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, for following your creativity and your passion and soon your pursuit to space. And I look forward to seeing what you do next.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, everyone.